I also want to be in a movie. If I combine all those things, I can make a movie out of it. It can be about a guy who loves football so much and also loves singing and dancing. That's who I want to be.
Hi, my name is Kalia. I'm 9 years old, and I go to Edgewood Elementary STEAM Academy. My favorite hobby is gymnastics and dance. I have 3 pets, 1 dog named Lady, and 2 geckos named Chusie and Deucie. My favorite place in the world is Paris. I haven't been, but I'm going next year. Well, I watched this movie when I was 6 years old, and this girl went to Paris, and it looked really cool. So I went to the store and spent $200 on my mom's credit card and bought a whole bunch of stuff for my room and put it all over my bedroom. I have Paris lights, I have Paris lamps, I have Paris bed sheets.
Hi, my name is Corey. I'm from New York, and I love eating, and I love Stranger Things. All I have to say is be yourself and love yourself.
Hi, my name is Kyrie. I am 10 years old. I go to Turtle Creek Elementary School. I like anime. My favorite anime is One Piece. I have 2 dogs named Milo and Trio. My dog Trio had puppies. My favorite food is pizza, and I like video games, and my favorite video game is Fortnite.
Hi, I'm Layla. I'm about to be 10. I have a new phone, and I love my phone. I wish I can get a new nail set. And I have a job. I work with my mom at Hook's Fish and Chicken.
Hi, my name's Liera. My favorite color is pink. I love puppies. I love my sister, and I love my mom and dad.
Hi, my name is Leo. I'm 9 years old. I go to Turtle Creek Elementary. I like to play soccer because my dad plays it. I like to play with my dad. Something else interesting about me and my family is that almost everyone in my family is from Jamaica. Something unique about me is that I'm left-footed, but I'm right-handed. Something else about me, I want to start a restaurant. For this restaurant, I'm going to make it a family restaurant. So my friends, family, cousins, aunts, basically everyone in my family, I'm going to ask them if they wanted to start the business with me. And it's going to just be awesome. The name's going to be the family restaurant. I'm going to be making Italian food maybe, or Jamaican food. I feel most people, they lose stuff, their homes and stuff. So they can't, if they lose their homes, then it's going to be hard for them. So I think it would be good to start a restaurant. So maybe extra food I have left over, I could give to the homeless. I would like to say that I love everyone and everything that helped me come up to this point where I'm still in school. I'm having the best life at home. I got a lot of friends, new friends, old friends. Life is producing at a good rate. So life has its challenges, but as long as you make your challenges complete, then your life is just good.
I think we'll make that the last one for this morning. We, believe it or not, that was only about half of the recordings made by students. We'll feature more in the week to come. And kudos to senior staff educator Ben Rakowski of our staff for gathering those sentiments from third, fourth, and fifth graders attending the Woodland Hills Opportunity Camp at Turtle Creek Elementary STEAM Academy. Christopher, thank you also for your message regarding what you just heard. You can hear all of those at neighborhoodvoices.org. Neighborhoodvoices.org. They're still on the front page. Thank you. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Alexis Thompson, Chad Green, Slim Forsythe in a moment, and Jim Need alongside of Slim. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, including WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. You know that there are. If you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. There's a million ways to go. You know that there are. Well, you can do what you want. The opportunity's all. And if you find a new way, well, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo.
Rainy Arbo and Daisy Mayhem at the Saturday Light Brigade kicking off this hour. And in a moment, I'm so happy to have Slim Forsythe here. He's tuning up, getting ready to go, and we'll present him to you in just a few moments. We're also going to talk about a very special benefit for the Little Sisters of the Poor that he'll be performing at. That'll be happening later this month. Thank you. I guess we have four things coming together this hour. One is Slim Forsyth. Maybe even more than four. Little Sisters of the Poor. The Teamster Horsemen. We also have Jim Need here in the studio. And you. So I think that's five things all together. And there's a benefit coming up July 30th, Saturday, with music at 2 o'clock at the Grove, which is out on Jack's Run Road in the North Hills. And it's a good old-fashioned ride that the Teamster Horsemen will do on motorcycles to benefit the Little Sisters of the Poor. Their ride kicks off that morning, 9 or 10 o'clock. But of interest to you is helping to support and learn more about Little Sisters of the Poor. At least I hope that's of interest to you. And I hope of interest to you is seeing and hearing Slim Forsyth and the Park Lane Drifters. Slim is here on his own, drifterless, today. But we'll be entertained just the same. Slim is fine in any format. I think he's going to open up with a Hank Williams tune. Here's Slim Forsyth.
Well, it's wonderful to be back in the studio with you, Larry. This is the way old Hank used to kick off the old Health and Happiness Show radio broadcasts with a song of his called Happy Roving Cowboy. In my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue. That's right, friends. It's the old northern tier boy himself, Slim Forsyth, live from the subterranean studios of the Saturday Light Brigade with lots of wonderful music and a real important message that's going to make you so glad you tuned in. Well, I ain't got a dime, just a wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to the land beyond the blue.
Oh, there he is, Slim Forsyth in the Park Lane Drifters. It's good to see you and good to hear you.
Gosh, Larry, it's wonderful to be back on the show. I just love performing on the Saturday Light Brigade. And I brought my buddy Jim Need, my roadie and my bouncer, and he's got my back and he carries my guitar. I just can't figure it out, but it's wonderful to have Jim Need.
Yes.
In the flesh, in the studio.
I'm trying to think of the singular for posse. Posse is a plural.
Well,
there's
a drifter.
Be,
he's
a
the
drifter.
One drifter I
he's
brought
the
along
one drifter.
With me. Yeah.
Or an entourage. There must be a singular for that, too. But he's here.
We're all drifting along a little bit these days. Thank you for your gracious invitation to come on the show and tell all my friends out there in Radio Land about this wonderful event coming up 2 weeks from now. Saturday, July 30th, a benefit bike ride sponsored by the Teamster Horsemen, Pittsburgh Chapter 40, to benefit the Little Sisters of the Poor. Now, the ride itself takes place earlier in the day, and I can give you a number a little bit later if you want to call and ride. But it ends at the Grove, and folks can show up at the Grove anytime after 1 o'clock. And the music will be from 2 to 4. And I'll be there with my fabulous band, Slim Forsyth, and the Park Lane Drifters, Candy Mountain on stand-up bass, Gene Gelblum on fiddle, and Pistol Pete Freeman on the pedal steel guitar. And we're going to be swinging. So it's free to get into the show, but bring some cash so you can support this worthy cause with a raffle and all kinds of other fun ways to spend your dough.
Yeah, and that location, the Grove, is not too far from where Little Sisters of the Poor are. They're out in the North Hills. It's far if you're a North Hills resident, but if you're from anywhere else, it's in the right sector of the community, in the right quadrant or the proper quadrant. I won't say the right one. There's the quadrant is right depending on where you are.
Well, I couldn't agree more with what you just said there, Lair. And I was thinking, since we're talking about a fundraiser, what you need to make a fundraiser work is cash. So I thought I'd kick off my performance today with an old Louvin Brothers chestnut entitled, That'll Be Cash on the Barrelhead Sun. Ready! Got in a little trouble at the county seat. Lord, they put me in the jailhouse for loafing on the street. And when the judge read the verdict, I was a guilty man. He said $45 or 30 days in the can. And that'll be cash on the Barrelhead Sun. You can take your choice, you're 21. No money down, no credit plan. No time to chase you, I'm a busy man. Got a telephone number off a laundry slip. I had a big-hearted jailer with a six-gun hip. He let me call long distance. She said, number, please. But no sooner than I told her, she hollered back at me. Said, that'll be cash on the Barrelhead Sun. Not part, not half, but the entire sum. No money down, no credit plan. Because a little bird tells me you're a traveling man. Well, well, well. 30 days in the jailhouse, 4 nights on the road. I was feeling mighty hungry, my feet a heavy load. I saw the greyhound coming, stuck out my thumb. But just before I got seated, the driver tugged my arm. Said, that'll be cash on the Barrelhead Sun. This old gray dog, she gets paid to run, boy. When the engine stops, Lord, the wheels won't roll. Give me cash on the Barrelhead, or take it down the road. Take it down the road, now that'll be cash on the Barrelhead Sun. You can take your choice, you're 21. No money down, no credit plan. No time to chase you, I'm a busy man. Little cash on the Barrelhead.
Slim Forsythe, I'll tell you
what.
That's
a fun one.
Slim, you're one of these guys, I mean this in the nicest way possible, that is going to just keep sounding better and better and better as you mature and go on and on and on. You sound
just
great.
Like a fine wine.
Yes, you sound great this morning. Let's talk about you just a little bit.
Please. Say that I sent that song out to my sweetheart, Jill Morgan, listening at home right now with Buddy, the Wonder Dog. Hi, ooh. Buddy. Old Poppy's on the radio.
Hi.
She always requests that song,
Hi,
Cash
Jill.
On the Barrelhead.
Jill Morgan and
so
Buddy,
that's
the
for
Wonder
you,
Dog.
Honey.
Honey is Jill, not
She's
Buddy.
Sweetheart.
She's sweetheart.
Sweetheart, and Buddy is just Buddy.
Buddy is just yeah. Buddy.
And I'm Old Poppy.
Yeah, Old Poppy. I like it. When did you... I don't know if I've ever asked you this question. When did you first pick up a musical instrument?
I learned to play the piano as a young boy. Will Davis at the Church of the Ascension in Bradford, PA, taught me to play the piano. He also had Marilyn Horn in his choir at one point. She's
wow.
kind of like famous up there in Bradford.
Indeed.
He taught me how to play the piano, and that's where I learned all the musical theory, chords, notes, keys. And I taught myself to play the acoustic guitar many years later. I wasn't really very good on the piano. I would just learn until I could play Beatles songs by ear, and then I just kind of played Beatles songs on the piano, which was all I really wanted to
That's
do back then.
That's interesting. I did that too.
Yeah.
But I only knew a few, and I knew them really well, and that's all I could play were just those few songs.
Yeah, well, that was pretty much my thing, too. But I learned to play the acoustic guitar many years later, and for probably 10 or 15 years, just played for myself and for a small circle of friends, and then this whole Slim thing came along in late 2004, and so it's been about 17, 18 years since I've been playing as
now,
Slim.
Talking about old Poppy, your dad, and this, I'm looking at a poster from a concert at Needs last fall. I never really realized how much you and your dad look alike, first of all. You at least I'm seeing it there. But did you did your family come to Pittsburgh, or did he was he up? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my dad was born in James City. In fact, I'm going to do a song a little bit later that talks about the birth of my dad and a lot of that. Yeah. But he was born up around Kane, Pennsylvania. And I want to say hi to Lenny Boyd, the one of the leaders of the Teamster Horsemen, who's listening right now from Kane, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
this
excellent.
Is all coming together
it
in my head.
It is coming together in Kane. Yeah. Probably you can listen. I hope you are listening to us on our station in Clarion, WCUC. I think we'll reach Kane.
It ought to reach Kane, the black cherry capital of the world and home of the Beagle Brothers. And they're having a thing up there this weekend, the Sasquatch Festival. And Lenny is up there with friends and family enjoying that. And he's one of the big prime movers behind this benefit, bike run and concert for the Little Sisters of the Poor. And I told him I'd give him a shout on the radio.
Well,
it's been a lot of fun.
Well, there's Mike, too, right? Mike and Lenny together.
Mike and Lenny. Well, that's Mike Chaffee. I'm going to give some folks numbers to call if they want to ride. In fact, I might as well do that right now. How's that?
Sure. I've got them right here, or you can give them.
Well, if you want to, now remember, the concert starts at 2 at the Grove, but the run itself is going to wind up at the Grove. So if you would actually like to ride in the motorcycle bike run, call Lenny Boyd at 724-898-3058, or Mike Chaffee, area code 412-526-7646. And we can give those numbers again a little later on in the broadcast, so keep those pencils and papers ready, friends.
And you needn't be a Teamster to ride, right?
Right. Anybody can ride. Now, that costs like $20 a ride or maybe $30 for a couple, but the concert's free. You can get into the Grove free. And but like I said, bring some cash. Cash on the barrelhead.
This is all the benefit Little Sisters of the Poor, I might add.
That's right.
Too. So you, Kane is where your family moved. No. James, you were saying?
Well, you know what? Why don't I sing that song
about
the Northern Tier?
Okay.
Because you're asking me to say like half of the verses in this song. And if there are any questions left after this song, I'll be glad to answer them.
I'll raise my hand.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give your dad's an unsung, being the spokesperson for Duquesne beer is a big deal.
Well, my dad, let's start it by saying I was born in Pittsburgh in 1956, and my dad was a jazz singer down here, a big band crooner. He sang with Lenny Martin and his Martinaires and many of the other highlights of the post-war steel town boom here in the late 40s and early 50s. He began his singing career at the Elbow Beach Club in Bermuda in his last year in the U.S. Army Air Corps, and then came back to Pittsburgh in the late 40s and was a staple in the entertainment scene. He got on a fledgling weekly variety show called Duquesne Showtime, sponsored by the brewery, and it ran on the old Dumont Network. And he was a member of the quartet. They sang the jingle and the commercial. They backed up the talent. Most of it was out of New York City. My dad was on stage with the likes of Mel Torme, Burl Ives, Rosemary Clooney, Snooky Lanson, and several others. And he told me all that stuff. And my dad had a huge impression on me, and he's on my mind now. especially when I perform on the radio in Pittsburgh. I feel like I'm following in his footsteps. But all that ended when I was only about 2 years old, and we moved away, first to Kane, Pennsylvania, but then settled in the little northern tier town of Bradford, Pennsylvania, the high-grade oil metropolis of the world, icebox of the nation, and birthplace of the Zippo windproof lighter, Bradford, PA. My first job out of high school in 1973 was making Zippo lighters down in the Barber Street plant. Well, I wrote a song about all that stuff, Larry, and like a lot of things up in that neck of the woods, it ends just like it begins, and it begins just like this. Way up on that old northern tier, well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania, I ain't from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier. When the leaves turn in September, well, August, it's such a pretty sight, flaming red and gold against the sky. And then the snow comes off of Lake Erie, and it paints a whole land white. And it might be off the ground by mid-July, if you're lucky, Bucky, way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 60 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. I ain't from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier. Up there in Bradford, they're still making Zippo lighters every day. And if one of them damn things break, they fix it free, yes sirree. My high school sweetheart still works there. Rita was her name. She never got around to fixing me, no siree. Way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. I ain't from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier. Tell them all about it. In the village of James City, on a cold and frosty morn, in the room above the general store, that's where my dad was born in 1927, the year of Lindbergh's flight, and that's one more baby crying in the night. And now all my kinfolk up and left James City years ago, but the cafe's open if you got the time. Check it out, Lenny. 7 miles south of Kane, top of that horseshoe curve, just across the Elk County line. Hot damn Sam, way up on that old northern tier, northern tier. Well, 50 years and a million miles from here, my dear, in Bradford, Pennsylvania. I'm from around here. I grew up on that old northern tier, up where the air is fresh and clean, in the county of McKean, way up on that old northern tier. And that's where I'm from.
Yes, I've been in that Zippo plant, and
yeah.
Every Zippo lighter everywhere, I think, right? They never outsourced manufacturing, to my knowledge.
All made right up there in Bradford, yeah. And I worked in the acid etch department.
The acid etch department. That explains a lot, doesn't it? But that I'm sure you would like monogram lighters. And
that's what we did. We put the designs on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big process. I was through that plant years ago, and a plant next door to it with a real estate salesman, and I'll never forget his name. Maybe you'll know him. His name was Bim Culligan.
We have had this conversation. Brother Jack was my next door neighbor.
Yes.
Jack Culligan and Bim Culligan ran the Culligan Agency.
I forgot that you and I talked about this, but it's good. If you always tell the truth, you never have to worry about repeating yourself. I just remember Bim
Culligan.
Bim
wow.
was full of life and just a lot of fun. And I forget the circumstances. I think we were looking at some industrial property close to the Zippo plant up there. But he was a lot of fun, and it's beautiful in that area.
You're making me homesick, Larry.
It's a good place. Hey, Slim, here. I did begin a sentence with "Hey." I'm sorry. You know, Slim here is here on behalf, in part, of the Little Sisters of the Poor, who, along with the Teamster Horsemen, have a benefit ride for the Little Sisters of the Poor Saturday, July 30th. The ride starts around 9 or 10 o'clock. We'll give you the numbers if you want to ride, but the key is you can hear Slim and the full band, the Park Lane Drifters, at the Grove on Jack's Run Road at 2 o'clock on July 30th, 2 weeks from today. It's free, but donations are encouraged for the Little Sisters of the Poor and to support all of the great work that they do. We've linked to the Facebook page that bears a picture of the flyer that bears the information.
Fabulous.
For this program. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations. Thanks for doing that. Slim, I can't wait to hear what you're going to do or say next.
Well, I was having a wonderful conversation with Alexis Thompson earlier as I was waiting to come on the show. And turns out we know a lot of the same people and like a lot of the same artists.
Oh, yes.
Artists.
She's Punxsutawney people, you know, not far from.
Well, I told her I was going to do a song about Nashville, where I know she spent some time. And this is a song about the one day and one night I spent in Nashville, Tennessee. It was part of the Great American Adventure Tour in the summer of 2006. So it was just about exactly 16 years ago today. It was July, and I was in Music City. Long story as to how I got there, but this is a song I wrote about that experience. It's called "I Need a Shepherd in Nashville." I drove 6,000 miles and I wound up here, almost back to where I started from. Now I'm going down to Roberts for a beer to help me forget and remember why I've come. I sit down on the hotel bed and stare at my pretty shirts hanging by the door. It's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night and I'm scared, but to leave this town with nothing scares me more. I need a shepherd in Nashville, a guiding hand to get me in the fold. Green pastures, still waters, and a month or two advance. Damn it, I can't sell a song to save my soul. On every wall and window down on Broadway, I see Johnny Hank and Patsy Cline. This little lost lamb won't break even on an odd day unless I ditch the other 99. There's a mannequin of Elvis on the corner. Nice folks stop and take my picture there. And there's BMI and ASCAP and Time Warner, and a thousand big doors up on Music Square. But I need a shepherd in Nashville, a guiding hand to get me in the fold. Green pastures, still water, and a month or two advance. Damn it, I can't sell a song to save my soul. Fellas, I can't sell a song to save my soul.
One night in Nashville, one and only one night. Bill and Martha, are in Stanton Heights and say hello to you.
Hi. Oh, wow, the Koreans.
Yes, indeed. They say hi.
Love those guys. Hi back.
They're fun. They were at my coronation. You know, I was made the Mardi Gras king of the North Side.
No kidding.
And I don't have many powers. I took the crown from, or I should say, the crown was passed over to me. Brian O'Neill, one-time typist for the Post-Gazette, gave me the crown. And
wow.
The Allegheny Elks sponsors Mardi Gras on the North Side. And they want to keep the crown going and, you know, being held by people that represent dying media. So they went from newspapers to radio. You mentioned the Dumont Network. We may be trying to give it to somebody affiliated with Dumont.
Wow.
You know, coming up.
Well, there's a fellow named Sean Cogan, and he is an early TV buff, in early Pittsburgh
yes.
television buff. And he... I already knew a lot about my dad, but he found me out in cyberspace, Sean Cogan, and we got together, and he told me a lot of other stuff about Duquesne Showtime
and
the Dumont Network.
My good friend Clark Ingram, who you may know, Clark is a Dumont aficionado, and I know he knows Sean, but Clark has – boy, I'm going to have to look for you. Clark has archived and collected so much from Dumont. If you're wondering, Dumont was really one of the first networks, and KDKA was a Dumont station and eventually became a CBS station. And just for the record, I don't think newspapers or radio are dying. And Brian's more than a typist.
Well, just for the record, I want to say hi to Brian O'Neill, too. He's
yes.
got a long history with Needs Hotel, and recently I've become a good friend of his, and it's been a pleasure getting to know him, and I'm a huge fan of his work.
Me, too.
He's a very good typist.
He's a very good typist. The career path is you start at ink-stained wretch, and then you move up to typist, right? And then eventually I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Slim, it's so good to have you.
Great being here, man.
What's next?
Well, I'd like to do an old gospel number for you now. This song, I was introduced to this group. It's called Jim and Jesse. They were an old gospel duet, kind of in the vein of the Leuven Brothers that we started out with. And my steady bass player of 17 years, Candy Mountain, introduced me to Jim and Jesse, and this was one of their songs that I really liked, and we now do it together. May even do it at the Grove on Saturday, July 30th. She'll be with me on the stand-up bass. This is a beautiful old gospel number called Kneel at the Cross. Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. Listen to his voice from deep within your cares and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross. Leave every care. Kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross. There is room for all who would his glory share. Joy there awaits. Harm can ne'er befall those who are anchored there.
What a nice song. It sounds sounded great.
Well, thanks, Larry. It's a little more polished than the stuff that I'm really into, like Carter Family, Stanley Brothers, but every once in a while it's nice to throw one of those in, and so we've learned that too.
Speaking of polished, Slam and the Parkland Drifters are a lot of fun to listen to because as good as Slim is, you add Candy Mountain, Pete Freeman, and Gene Gelblum together, and you'll hear nice vocals and harmonies and some great instruments. And they will be there at 2 o'clock, there being the Grove on Jack's Run Road in the North Hills in a benefit for Little Sisters of the Poor, immediately following the ride of the Teamster Horsemen. And right. I mentioned earlier, if you are a motorcyclist and want to ride, how often do you get a chance to ride with the Teamsters? You can do that.
That's right.
Nice guys. You can ride with them. This is July 30th. For details, Lenny Boyd, 724-898-3058, or Mike Chaffee, 412-526-7646. I was reading some of our messages earlier this morning, and you're here on a very special day, Slim, because there is a birthday to mention. Duncan of Highland Park, Duncan, is celebrating, and Dad and Mom and little brother Vaughn want to wish Duncan a happy birthday. His birthday is tomorrow.
Well, you know, Larry, I know that song.
There's a song?
I do it in G, and sing along with me if you know it. But I swing it a little bit. Here you go, Duncan. Happy birthday, dear Duncan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Duncan,
Duncan, Duncan.
Happy birthday to you and many more.
Duncan, have a happy, 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 happy July 17th birthday. And Vaughn, hello. We're saying hello to you too, Vaughn, and to everybody there in the family. I also have a note for you, Slim, that won't require singing. It's from Ross.
You never know.
You never know.
It might require singing.
It's from Ross K. Garrulous greetings from Garfield, writes Ross.
Ross Cronenbitter.
Larry and Slim are two favorite radio and music friends. Thank you, Ross. Garrulous greetings from Garfield.
Oh, Ross Cronenbitter, what a guy. Beautiful guy, brother in Christ. I love you, man. And thank you so much for that shout and for all the fine work that you do and have done down through the years. He was involved with the Boy Scouts in Morningside.
Oh, you bet. He's done. Ross,
good guy.
Ross is a great guy. And I'm thinking of all these, like, did Joe Garagiola have garrulous greetings in Garfield?
I think he did. Yeah. I think he must have. He must have. Well, I'd like to do a song now, Larry. I told you when I you graciously invited me, and agreed to come on the show. Garrulously.
Garrulously.
Yeah, when I garrulously.
You galloped right here.
I galloped.
In the key of G. See, it's all coming back.
It is. Gosh. And I said I was going to focus on original stuff.
Yes.
Well, here is a song that I have never performed live or on the radio. I've recorded it, and I play the piano on it. I worked it out on the guitar. There is a fabulous harmonica, blues harmonica work by Stu Braun of the Turpentiners. He and I did this many years ago. Came out on my second full-length record. But I really like this song, and so I'd like to perform it now. Now, it's going to be a little softer. I'm just strumming with my fingers, and this is called The Sunday Blues. ¶¶ It hits me after lunchtime and peaks about 3:30. Sunday blues coming down on me. It's not money, not a woman, so what's bugging me? Sunday blues coming down on me. I was happy as a pig in dirt when I fell asleep last night. Now I'm sitting here wondering who'd miss me if I blew out all the lights. There's no cure, no rhyme nor reason, and no prescription ever written that can lick the kind of Sunday blues I've been getting. I tried everything from high-grade alcohol to prayer. Sunday blues, still there. And I do believe the Lord answers every prayer, but sometimes the answer is no. 'Cause these old Sunday blues just won't let go. Now my friends say, just keep busy, Slim. Busy doing what? I've lost interest in everything. My head has been kicked in the gut. And I'd gladly do something about them, but there's nothing to do something about. I just fall into these old Sunday blues and I can't get out. Sunday blues ever since I was a kid. I tried a million ways to beat them, but nothing ever did, except waking up on Monday after sleeping through the night and thanking God for getting 6 days right. When it's not the money, not the woman, and it's not the booze, man, you got them all. Sunday blues.
Nice song. Who wrote that?
I wrote that.
Oh, you wrote that one? Okay,
yeah, that's
I wasn't
mine,
sure.
Right?
Well, you were saying before, not having played it live, so
right.
That's a beauty. That
yeah.
is a beauty. That
and I, of all my songs, that may be the most autobiographical. I've struggled with the Sunday blues all my life. It's a little better now that I don't have to get up on Monday and go to work. But
I don't think you're alone. Sunday is an odd time. It's it's sort of the juxtaposition of one life with another sometimes, just the unstructuredness of it allows your mind to go in all sorts of different directions. That's a great song, and I don't think you've played that song here
Never.
Before. Yeah,
no.
A very good song. Jim Need is here in the studio, Spellbound. And let me tell you, I mean this in the nicest way possible. If you can entertain Jim, who's probably seen you more times than any human being on earth, with the exception of your own self, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, it was on Slim Forsyth and Friends, 2011. But it's on my greatest hits record, too, that I put out in 2016. You know, unlike a lot of recording artists, Larry, I put my greatest hits album out before I became too well known.
You and Phil Oakes, exactly, with the greatest hits album. You know, you know that album. Phil put out a greatest hits album, and it was meant to lampoon Elvis Presley's greatest hits album. And on the back of it, it said, 50 Phil Oakes fans can't be wrong. It said 50,000. But and Jim Need, the owner of Need's Hotel, Slim was the artist in residence for many years.
Yeah, 11 years.
Yeah, and so Jim, it's an honor to have you down here.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. All the plugs we got over the years, and I'm glad that Slim is able to get a wider audience than I could provide, and he's the salt of the earth.
Don't sell yourself short.
Well, Jim, folks. Being in the Jim Need orbit all these years, a dear friend, it's just been a tremendous blessing to me. And many was the time that we came on the Saturday Light Brigade talking about an upcoming show at Need's Hotel.
Absolutely.
And it really helped us get the word out.
When did Need's start?
1941 in Lawrenceville.
Wow.
Prior to that, we were over in Homestead, my great-grandfather and grandfather. The steel mills came in, the people had to leave their houses. And my grandmother got on a streetcar, and she just went up and down wherever the streetcar took. And there was two places that interested her. One was on the north side, and one was in Lawrenceville. And my dad and my grandfather picked the one in Lawrenceville, and Slim is one of the best things that ever happened in Need's Hotel.
Well, it has a long history. Jimmy used to say that they started the bar in Homestead in 1933, 10 minutes after the repeal of Prohibition. and then it had an 11-year run there. But again, with the wartime, with the expansion of the mills in Homestead because of World War II, that property, I believe, was taken over by eminent domain.
Yes.
And so they had to scoot and wound up in Lawrenceville. And since 1944, it was a staple on that corner all those years.
It only took maybe 50, 60 years for everybody else to discover Lawrenceville, although folks knew it quite well then. It's amazing to think of those times when, not that Need's wasn't special, which it certainly was, but when we had so many saloons, bars, catering towards the many, many steel workers in town looking for a bite to eat or something cold to drink after a hard day at the mill. And I feel fortunate that I got to see some of that before the amount of labor changed in steel. It's just incredible. Speaking of labor,
yes,
that makes me think of Teamsters, and that makes me think of the Horsemen. There's the Steelworkers Union too, but the Teamsters have the Horsemen.
The Teamster Horsemen, Pittsburgh Chapter 40, and you know they have been doing this bike run for the Little Sisters of the Poor for 30 or 40 years. This goes all the way back. It was started by John Cigna, another radio personality.
Ah, yes,
and at a certain point, he kind of handed it off to the Teamster Horsemen, and Lenny and the gang got involved. And they've been doing this every year, but this is the very first time I was ever asked to provide the entertainment. And so I'm just thrilled to be part of it, and I'm really trying to put my good foot forward and do everything I can to spread the news. And so thanks again for letting me come on the show.
I'm happy to do so. And hello to Lane Cigna and her husband, Michael. Hope I've got that right. I think I do, because the Cygnas are still around. And I remember this benefit now that John would do for the Little Sisters of the Poor. Let me give you the date, since Slim is so shy, he might forget to do so. July 30th, 2022 is the date, and the Grove on Jack's Run Road in the North Hills. And the music starts at 2 o'clock, so the ride is in the morning. And you can call Lenny, 724-398, or check that, 724-898-3058, or Mike, 412-526-7646, if you want to ride. Otherwise, just show up on July 30th.
Show up at the Grove. That's right. You don't have to ride to attend the show. If you want to ride, call those fellas. If you just want to come to the show, you can show up at the Grove anytime after 1. Doors will be open. There's a picnic lunch and, of course, all legal beverages. And the music will start at 2. We'll play for at least a couple hours. Me on the guitar and singing, Candy Mountain on that stand-up bass fiddle, Gene Gelblum on country fiddle, and Pete Freeman on the pedal steel guitar, Slim Forsythe and the Park Lane Drifters. And we are chomping at the bit to make beautiful music for all those guys rolling in on those Harleys and everybody else.
It should be a great day. And, you know, there was a time when you could hear Slim pretty much at your pleasure whenever you wanted to. Slim, you're not playing as many gigs as you once did. I know you're thinking a lot, reflecting, and doing a lot of, you're extremely active, but you're not out playing as much. Mm-hmm. So I've been honored to have you here, and I want to encourage you to go see Slim and the Park Lane Drifters because, you know, get it while it's out there. You know?
Yeah, man. I like to tell folks I have retired, but I'm not dead yet. And so I do do some private stuff and fun stuff like this, benefits, trying to raise some dough for a worthy cause and radio appearance and now and then. And so, yeah, I'm still around, but it's not like, you know, a show a week like it used to be.
It's so good to have you here. Are you going to close out now?
I'd like to. Do you think I'd have 4 or 5 minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, speaking of Lawrenceville then, I'd like to do a Stephen Foster song. This will be another quiet one.
You know what, Slim? I'm just, you'll probably play us out, so I'm just going to thank folks for being with us just in case and remind you that we'll meet you here next week. Let me thank all of our guests real quickly. It won't take so long to do so, but thanks to Jody Lincoln on the Pittsburgh Prison Book Project we spoke about this morning, magician Mr. Misato and his School of Magic for the Young and Young at Heart, our kids from Turtle Creek Elementary STEAM Academy and Westinghouse High School, and Sequoia Bailey from the Pittsburgh Major Taylor Cycling Club, all here this morning. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix, Alexis Thompson for booking a wonderful program, and to Ricky Berger for all she does and all of our staff. And now, the remaining, I'll yield my time to
to the gentleman from Lawrenceville.
To the gentleman from Lawrenceville. Here again, Slim Forsythe.
This is a Stephen Collins Foster song entitled Gentle Annie. Thank you.
the hours grow sad as I ponder by the silent spot where thou art laid, and my heart hangs down as I wander by the streams and the meadows where we strayed. Will we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wildflowers are scattered o'er the plain, when the wildflowers are scattered o'er the plain.
Slim Forsyth and
when the wildflowers are scattered o'er the plain.
Slim Forsyth and Ron Berlin wanted me to say hello and to let you know that Bill Feeney was just honored for 50 years of service at Little Sisters of the Poor. Bill Feeney is the cousin of Ann Feeney.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be just in great spiritual company with Bill. Also, Bob Kennewick wrote to say how much he is enjoying you this morning, as we all did. Thank you, Slim.
My pleasure. Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks to Jim Need, too, for being here. A pleasure to have you in the talk. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday.
A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Online radio, McKeesport, it's 12 o'clock.
In the beginning, there were nothing but rocks. Then somebody invented the wheel, and things just began to roll.
Did you ever hear a tenor sax swinging like a rusty axe, humping like a frog down in a
blasting along with the Coasters here.
Hey, folks, a note about today's show. Today's show is a rebroadcast from 2020 that I think a lot of people probably didn't hear. It only aired on the internet. So this will be new content to folks at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. But please, no phone calls this week. Save your phone calls for another time. Do check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt and a swig, your come loudly graduate, the chet of kids to the group for college, Jay Thurber at 12:03. Much more music time here to put the move in your groove.